Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, June 8th, 2020. Welcome, Sakito-san. In recent episodes, you have highlighted the BOJ's use of Modern Monetary Theory, or MMT for short. What do you think of the BOJ's June JGB buying plan in the context of MMT?
The BOJ's JGB buying plan for June was not typical. My view is that it was a traditional cross-border MMT practice. On May 29th, the BOJ released its JGB buying plan for June. While the plan do show a tighter relationship between fiscal and monetary policy, as far as we know, the BOJ also adjusted the plan for JGB buying very slightly. This is because, firstly, JGB issuances will be increased from July. Secondly, the June issuances were funding structures to generate government cash flow with TEB for the general account. And thirdly, most importantly, the BOJ expects substantial collateral demand for U.S. fund supply and operations. U.S. fund supply and operations have been changed from weekly in May to daily in June. To break this down, U.S. funds are now being supplied at 0.3%, unless U.S. Treasury yield rise and U.S. fund supply operation rate are stable. Then Japanese investors may be able to sideline their U.S. bond portfolios with U.S. fund supply operation and boost funding. It's also interesting to note that in Tokyo repo markets, JPY rate plunged at one time near the end of March. There was a shortage of the JGB cash bonds and supply of U.S. funds picked up. Huge amounts of TDB cash bonds are expected to come in. This means that it's possible we will see imperfect supply and demand between names. However, there are many dealers holding the JGB cash bond in the Tokyo market overall. And because of this, we do not expect JPY repo rates to plunge again due to an imbalance between a squeeze of JGB cash bond and supply JPY funds.
That's really interesting. Thank you. As you know, some of my favorite data is the Ministry of Finance securities flow data, as it really shows what Japanese investors are doing overseas and what foreign investors are doing in Japan. What were your takeaways from the latest MOF securities flow data, especially with regards to Japanese investors?
Japanese investors appear to be continuing to reduce their exposure to foreign bonds, turning to the US and European credit instruments via stock and investment funds as alternative investments. US credit asset prices have been in a low as US and the European investors continue to cut exposures while Japanese investors buy on the dip. Since mid-May, we have been hearing many reports of management at Japanese financial institutions expressing caution about buying more credit assets after fiscal year 19 earning reports were announced. These voices represent front investment stances. However, actual investment flow data does not necessarily reflect these views. Amid the low interest rates around the world, investors have inevitably been cutting their foreign bond portfolio positions ahead of redemptions, and front office asset managers overseeing investment portfolios have been calling out for alternative investments. This reflects steady implementation of asset management plans at the start of this fiscal year, and investment funds have been building up their internal credit assets and foreign stock holdings in line with their investment strategy.
Got it. What about foreign investors? What were they doing amidst the COVID-19 scare and ahead of increasing JGB bond issuance?
According to the recent MOF flow data, foreign investors have been carefully picking up on a relative yield trade appeal on medium to long-term bonds, as well as of short-term bond cross-currency swap trade. Though there are different ways of saying it, US and European investors have already learned cross-currency GPY bond portfolio control and management, and they have also been making asset swap trades with JPY swap rate spreads with agility. During this time, overseas investors net sold 38 billion yen of stock and investment fund holdings, falling down considerably from the 74.8 billion yen of net buying the week before. Overseas investors' Japanese stock trading has shown a sign of recovery in terms of growth trading volume, but still, I will not say that can be deemed as active. We can clearly say that the short end of US dollar JPY forward trading has been in a low recently. This is due to the mixed Japanese and overseas investor activity, which has led to a unique run. During this time, Japanese investors have not been building up their holdings of new foreign bonds, and they have been slightly increasing the currency hedging on their existing foreign bond portfolios and enjoying the merit of low hedging costs. They have been adjusting their currency hedging only slightly. At the same time, foreign investors have been extending their tentacles toward the small US dollar JPY hold premium, putting more weight onto JPY bond asset swaps as alternative investments, particularly as US rates remain stable and low. On June 2nd, the Ministry of Finance released June Treasury account prospects with 19 trillion yen of net receipt compared to net payments of 4 trillion yen in June 2019, mainly for the TDB issuances. The MOF plans to issue 9.1 to 9.2 trillion yen of 3-month TDBs 4 times and 2.5 to 2.8 trillion yen of 6-month short-term TDB bonds and 3 trillion yen of 1-year TDBs. The ministry is covering the necessary payments by increasing issuances of TDB. If overseas investors underwriting the ministry's increased issuances of TDBs grow significantly, then the BOJ will not have to use its 500 billion yen to 3 trillion yen per day on its TDB buying scheme. Overseas investors supported the Japan's COVID-19 crisis responses during the last week of May. I will call this JPY cross-border fiscal financing.
Okay, tying this all together, what are the implications of cross-border flows and other factors on the yen, USD JPY basis, and JPY rates?
Looking forward, cross-border bond flows are not driving JPY weakening. Rather, Japanese companies financially support their overseas local affiliates along with dominating imports appear to be yen selling. JPY rates have increased slightly and we expect this upward bias to persist, including for JPY rate swap spreads. This is, of course, just part of the ongoing story. The COVID-19 pandemic continues. Uncertainty about oil prices has also not dissipated. US dollar JPY spot rates have stabilized at the current range 107 to 110 and will likely retain a neutral bias. And Japanese exporters will likely cap the US dollar JPY top side near 110 level near the end of this quarter. US dollar JPY basis swaps will likely widen further in the long end because of the long-term US dollar funding demand. but stay calm in a front end because of the US dollar pound supply operations by the BOJ.
Excellent analysis as always. Thanks for joining us, Sekito-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.